You are tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more.
Sponsored in part by 29 Brew Pub and Wood-Fired Pizza, and To Die For Cupcakes.
Now your hosts, Sam Dunham, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, it's that time again, time for another episode of Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that covers everything from Aerobiz Supersonic to Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I'm Cody.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Sam. We have a great show for you. Got a lot of news. We have a lot of news for you. I don't know what else to tell you about it. We even have a quiz. I came up with a quiz, which we'll get to later on. But first, we have things we've been checking out. Transformers.
Checking out. We need a theme for it.
We do, yeah.
If somebody out there is musically inclined.
Yeah, I guess I can go first real quick. I haven't really checked out a whole lot. I've gotten caught up on my comic pull list. Howard the Duck and Squirrel Girl.
Equally great titles.
Both great titles. And they're both taking a month off and getting new number ones here in September, October, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of frustrating because they're like the only Marvel books that aren't changing after this reboot. But
sorta.
Whatever. But no, if you're into comics at all and if you love comedy, Squirrel Girl and Howard the Duck are the best. Also, from Boom Studios, the 6-issue miniseries Bill and Ted's Triumphant Return finally wrapped.
Oh,
it's only
man.
6 issues, so you can now go out and get them all at once. And it's really funny. I mean, it's, you know, it brings back everything from Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey, the evil robots.
Evil robot usses.
Yeah, it's basically an evil version of Rufus is going through time messing things up.
Wait, wasn't that what the other dude was?
Yeah, kinda. It's the same guy.
Okay.
But he's doing it again.
But he's out of jail?
Yeah, pretty much.
He's out of time jail?
Yeah. But it's really good. Check it out. It's good. And I went and rewatched The Toxic Avenger the other day.
Oh, man.
Because I was in the mood. And
does it hold up?
Yes and no. It doesn't, but it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous, you know. And by today's standard, the gory bits are not nearly as, you know, hard as
they used to be.
They were when it came out. It's more goofy than it is, you know.
Double points, my man.
but no, it's really good. And I actually rented it on Blu-ray, and the Blu-ray transfer looks really good. It has the film grain and like everything. It's really nice.
The beautiful Toxic Avenger.
Yes.
Well, Steam had a free game over the weekend, and I played way too much of it. It was Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth.
Okay.
I was wanting to play it back when it came out. I just never got around to it.
Although I don't like Civilization, but would I like this?
It's Civilization.
Oh, so I probably wouldn't like it.
No. It's kind of boring at times. It's tedious. The one thing I really disliked about it was, of all the different factions, everything looks the same.
Ooh.
Yeah, all the vehicles, all the structures, they all look the same.
Wasted opportunity.
Bummer.
Like, I didn't build any of my wonders, so I really don't know if that was any different. But outside that, like, everything out, like, soldiers look the same. Vehicles look the same. Buildings look the same. Then, you know, the different leaders were interesting and whatnot, and the different things the factions got were kind of interesting.
Is it like an alien Gandhi?
No. They're all like
Gandhi blacks.
Jeez. No, it's like Earth is dead, and so different nations built giant spaceship arcs, basically, and try to find a new home. It's kind of like a After Earth or Titan
Earth.
Or not After Earth, Titan AE.
I like that movie.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Just to be clear, Titan A, not After Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
The good movie set in space.
I thought you could play as aliens for some reason.
No. Well, there are three different disciplines you can kind of spec into, depending on what you build and what you do. And there's like, one of them is like Harmony or something like that, and it's becoming in harmony with your new alien homeworld. And you like your technology and your soldiers and stuff and whatnot kind of start looking more alien-ish.
Okay.
There's one called Purity, and it's very much of a militaristic. This is Earth military, Earth technology in a new place. And then there's like a technology-driven one.
Okay.
It just depends on what you build and what tech trees you kind of spec out into.
Gotcha.
I was going the purity route because I was the Slavic Federation. Very much of Slavs. Very much Russian space military.
Nice.
And France, or the French, got very angry with me because I was killing alien life forms. Like, I was just marching around the map killing alien life forms.
Oh, jeez.
They declared war on me and wiped me out.
Oh, man.
It was bad. It was really, really bad. It's like, I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, I get a little message saying that the leader is very angry with me, and I start seeing, like, things move up into my area, and I'm like, don't declare war yet. Don't declare war yet. I'm not ready. But, yeah, that's what I did.
Cool. Now, this has nothing to do with anything, but the original civilization had a bug in it, right, that made, like, Gandhi, like, the most, like, violent of the world leaders or something like that?
If you, like, hit a certain point or something, because
his aggression was, like, zero, and if you, like, hit it, if you, like, ticked him off enough, it, like, rolled back over to, like, 255 out of 100, like, in game terms.
I don't know.
And it made him, like, super, super aggressive.
I never ticked off Gandhi.
He went from Gandhi to Genghis Khan.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Genghis Khandi.
Perfect.
Lisa
Nailed
Rice.
It.
I'm just saying words now. Yeah. I don't even know. I haven't done a whole lot. I put up a new review on the website of Dungeon Travelers 2. You can go check that out.
Is that where the sexy banana comes from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a bad guy that's a little lounging banana, and he's the best. It was a surprisingly good game. I wasn't expecting a whole lot out of it because it's a bunch of fan service and anime boobs wrapped around a dungeon crawler game.
Yeah.
And it's actually a decent game in there underneath the shameless fan service.
For shame.
To the point where, like, I almost felt guilty about liking it. It's like, I really shouldn't like this, but it's actually a fairly decent game.
If you close your eyes, it's a great game.
Yeah. Anyway, check out that review, nerdoverload.com. I played Knights for the first time, that Sega Saturn game.
Oh, Knights of Dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'd never played it before.
I used to love that game back in the day.
I'd heard a lot about it over time.
Yeah.
I'd recently picked up a Saturn on eBay, and then I got Knights for like $5.
Oh, good deal.
It is so weird.
Oh, yeah.
You really? Just,
they rebooted it a few years ago.
Yeah, there's a Wii one, which I'll get to that. But you just, like, fly around through rings a lot, and they don't explain anything in the original. Like,
nope.
It's, like, almost a score-based game. Like, you want to do everything as fast and as, I don't know, graceful as possible to get the highest score. And I was kind of taken by it because it's so, so bizarre and different. And I went and I picked up the Wii one, too, which explains better what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see why people like it. You know, I definitely enjoyed it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's one that I've always read about, but I've never actually sat down and tried. So, that's cool.
That's where I was with it, and I finally... We should do a Let's Play.
We should.
I got a bunch of Saturn games now.
You were telling me about that one. I don't want to spoil it here on the air, because it's definitely going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
Oh, man, I'm so in the dark. I'm excited.
We'll tell you during the break.
I'm nervous-sighted.
But, yeah, I don't see a lot of people let's play Saturn games, so I think it's a niche
we can really get into.
Yeah.
I've been playing Link to the Past for some reason.
Oh, right on. There's no reason.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's my favorite Zelda game, and I've never actually finished it, which is embarrassing. So I've been working on doing that.
Yeah, it's funny. The Retronauts podcast just did a big, long, like, hour and a half retrospective of Link to the Past. And listening to it made me want to jump back into it and try it.
Yeah, I've got it on the Wii U. I bought it when it came out on the virtual console on there. Oh, I have the real cartridge somewhere, too.
Cool. Does it still have the Houlihan room or whatever?
I don't know. I don't know how you get to the Chris Houlihan room.
It's like if you glitch the game out or something, it's like the default, like, reset room or something like that.
It's the default place it dumps you, yeah, if you try to go somewhere that's not in the parameters of the game. But I don't know the way to trip that.
Yeah, see, I don't either. Not off the top of my head, anyways. Yeah.
By the way, what do you think of the Rick and Morty episode?
Oh yeah, I meant to talk about that. I loved it. This last week's Rick and Morty, where they have like these memory parasites in their head, creating false memories and adding new people into their lives.
Okay.
Via these parasites, it was hilarious because they're just the dumbest, most outlandish characters show up, and all the other characters think they've been there the whole time.
Oh, that's great.
It was the kind of improvisational, crazy Rick and Morty that I like.
It was very much like 60 Minutes.
Yeah. The television channel episode. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, there was all, like, it opened up and it looked like a character who, like, could legitimately be a character. It was like Jerry's brother, Steve.
Yeah. There's never been an Uncle Steve.
And, like, Rick just, like, walks in and just blows him away.
Yeah.
And then when you kill them or when you shoot them or whatever, their true form shows up.
It just gets so out. I mean, Frankenstein shows up.
Flashback
to Rick and Frankenstein and Nom.
What are you going to do when you get back, Rick? Oh, yeah, it's nuts. There's a lot of, like, really great guest voices in it, too.
Yeah, there's a talking pencil named Pencilvester.
It's like at one point, like they start trying to say that Rick is not real.
Oh,
and
really?
Morty's like, take him to the garage, not in front of Pencilvester.
I don't want to do this in front of Pencilvester.
there's a butler who's very much like a TV butler. I can't remember what they said his name was. It was something crazy.
There's one character that actually inserted himself into the theme sequence. I don't know if we can say his name on the air.
I don't know either.
Well, then, yeah. What?
You should bleep it.
Okay, what is it?
His name's...
Okay, yep. That's getting bleeped.
Yeah, he's, like, in the opening, like, very, like, Futurama-esque.
And they insert... He's in previous episodes from this season, like, in the background and
is
stuff.
He?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, man. Oh, man, cool. I need to get caught up on this season. I haven't watched any of it.
Yeah. I don't know if it should spoil the end, though.
No.
No, don't spoil it. It's all right. Yeah. It's brand new. Yeah, don't spoil it.
But it was definitely good. Like, it was kind of nice to have, like, a little bit of a break from, like, the soul-crushing seriousness of, like, the last one.
It still got really dark.
Oh, yeah. Like, with Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Summer and Beth.
Yeah.
There were some dark moments toward the end, but not so much as where it's, like, it was interspersed within the rest of the stuff. So
of, like, the kookiness.
Kicking the nuts like it did.
Okay, so, like, some of the... better season one episodes then.
But Jerry gets like a really interesting like kind of like character arc and it's like
sleepy Gary
yeah he's like always walking around in pajamas like with like a nightcap.
Yeah,
nice.
There's so many weird characters like Mrs. Refrigerator and Beth's like, I've known you my whole life. And she's like a refrigerator with like a maid outfit.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's
great.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the characters are just so out there. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm going to have to watch that episode. That sounds really funny.
It was really good. It's the best one they've had so far this season, although there's only been three or four.
Cool.
Three. Okay. That's the third one.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to top. It might be the Meeseeks of this season.
Oh really? Oh wow, those are some strong words there.
I love Mr. Meeseeks. Oh, Tuned Up, part of the cartoon hangover people on YouTube and stuff. They always do like 107 facts you didn't know about X cartoon. Mm-hmm. They have a Rick and Morty one and it's amazing.
I fell asleep during it.
Oh, did you?
But I watched it right after work. I was laying in bed on my laptop, and I just passed out. Because it's like 20 minutes long.
They're all like that. Yeah, they're all that long.
I woke up and a SpongeBob one was playing.
Yeah, 107 Facts You Didn't Know About SpongeBob. That's a really interesting one, too. I've kind of gotten to the point, and the Steven Universe one's great as well. And that's just me, because I'm a big old cartoon head.
Oh, sure.
Big old toon head.
We all are.
We all are, definitely.
You want to get to that quiz?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this quiz real quick. Since we have so much news, we'll just do this quick. I kind of came up with this on the fly. We'll see how this goes. I have 10 obscure superheroes and superheroines on this list. Some of them are real. Some of them are fake. All of them are ridiculous. And I want to see how well you guys can pick these out. Now, to make things easier, I only stuck to Marvel and DC properties that are owned by the companies, which means the companies don't have to be doing anything with them right now.
Yeah.
And if it's something that, like, Timely Comics
mm-hmm.
printed back in the 30s, timely became Marvel.
Yeah.
I included it. Same thing with, like, National Comics and DC, that sort of thing. Okay, so we have 10 of them here. You guys tell me real or fake. I have their name, their power, and the company they came from. The first one is Pat Parker War Nurse. It's a World War II machine gun-toting nurse from Marvel Comics.
Real.
You know what? That is so, like, within their wheelhouse, I'd say that's real, too.
It's real. Yeah, that's a real one.
Because I remember I saw a compilation book the last time I went to the shop for The Night Nurse.
Ah, yeah. Okay, so number two, the Red Bee. He's a Batman-style hero who distracts his foes with a singular trained bee that comes out of a compartment on his belt.
Fake.
I think I've heard you talk about this guy before. I think this is real.
It's real. The Red Bee is real. Okay, number three.
A singular trained bee.
Just one trained bee that flies out of his belt. It's not even... Just one.
Bees? Bees, Michael.
Yeah. All right, so number three, Professor Arachno can transform himself into a giant spider because science. DC Comics.
Fake.
Fake.
That's fake, yeah.
Yeah, give me that point. Yeah, delicious.
Okay, number four, Shadow the Shady. He's a vague magician with illusion powers from Marvel Comics.
Real.
Real.
Real. Yeah. Okay.
I think I've heard of him before.
Miss Mach, M-A-C-H. Super speed powers, but can only use them for 1 hour a day from DC Comics.
Fake.
Real.
Fake.
Yeah.
Tied.
Boom. Okay, here we go. Spider Queen. Basically Spider-Man, but also a queen from Marvel Comics.
Also a queen.
Ooh, man, that's a hard one, because Spider-Man has a lot of random characters.
Real.
Real.
Real. Okay, number seven, Arms Fall Off Boy. It's pretty self-explanatory from DC Comics.
Fake.
Wasn't there a Captain Marvel that did that? That fell apart?
There was, but that's not the one here.
Okay, that's fake.
That's real.
Oh,
dang.
Arms Fall Off Boy was a very temporary member of the Legion of Superheroes.
He's from the future.
He's from the future. He's a future alien. He could pop one arm off and then bludgeon you with it. And then pop the arm back on. And the tops of his shoulders had spikes on them, so it looked like a giant, just like arm-shaped club that he would beat you with.
I can't get over his name.
Arms Fall Off Boy. That's right. Okay, number eight. Adam X the Extreme. He can burn people from the inside out by supercharging the electrolytes in their blood. Also, Extreme is spelled X-T-R-E-M-E from Marvel Comics.
Real. Ooh, real.
Real. Yeah. Fun fact, he was, for a while, teased as the long-lost brother of Cyclops and Havoc from X-Men.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay, number nine, the Spectral Tiger. A big game hunter that has the power to summon and control a herd of ghost cats. From DC.
It sounds real.
Fake.
I'm going to say real.
It's fake.
Oh!
Okay, and number 10, Gunfire, with the ability to make anything into a gun, from DC Comics.
That's got to be real.
Real.
That's real, yes. He can shoot energy blasts out of any object that he holds, essentially turning anything into a gun. The one issue where he's on the cover of the book that he's in, he's holding like a hammer and just like laser bullets shooting out of this hammer. Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
By a point.
It was close.
Good job.
I'm surprised you didn't have the one dude on there who could eat anything.
Matter Eater Lad? That's too easy. I talk about Matter Eater Lad all the time.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah. See, I more than anything, I wanted to highlight some of these weird, real superheroes with this list more than, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
But like the Red Bee.
The Red Bee is great.
There's also the Red Ghost.
There's the Red Ghost who telepathically controls like
apes,
but just three of them.
Yes, he has three special apes.
Yeah.
He's a dumb looking dude too. Wears like a red jumpsuit and has like, he's like that old guy who can't let go of the long hair.
He has a skullet.
Yeah, he's got a skullet.
It's Greg Universe.
pretty much.
But evil. And not a guitar dad.
Yeah, right.
I love how everybody turns around on Greg Universe. Like, at first, you're like, well, he's kind of a deadbeat. I mean, he lives in a van, and he doesn't take care of his son. But, like, as it goes on and you learn more about him and, you know, more what he's about and what he has to deal with, you all of a sudden you're like, he's a great character.
Oh, yeah, I love Greg.
I was in the boat of I didn't like Greg when the show first started, and now I get really sad every time I see Greg.
Yeah.
I just want to give him a hug.
Yep.
But I have a feeling he'd be very sweaty.
Yeah. He looks like a sweaty man.
Yeah. I can't believe they got Sharpling from the best show on WFMU. It's an online radio show.
Yeah, Greg was written to be played by him, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
When the van gets washed out by the tide. Because if every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs. I live in that van!
Yeah.
I love that stupid cartoon.
It's a good show.
I wish the Steven bombs weren't like every couple of months.
Yeah, I almost wish they'd just spread them out.
Yeah. Make it regular again.
Yeah.
You hear that, Rebecca Sugar, in the Crooniverse? Make it...
And Cartoon Network.
And Cartoon Network. Come on now. And hurry up and put them out on DVD. Dang.
In season sets, like Adventure Time.
Yeah, which took forever for them to finally do.
Or put another chunk on Hulu.
Yes, definitely. Definitely put more on, because I've already rewatched the first season like 100 times now.
Literally 100 times?
A few.
Okay. Did you see the one where he went to Onion's house?
Yes.
Oh my god, that one was so funny, because Onion is so weird.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely confirms the one theory about
sour cream.
Well, not so much sour cream, but Vidalia.
Vidalia being sour cream's mom.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Onion's mom.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad, because, like, you know, you only see Yellowtail, like, twice through the whole series. And, like, I understand he's a fisherman and he's out at sea all the time, but dang. And the fact that Sour Cream and Yellowtail pretty much hate each other.
I like when Onion puts in a VHS tape of his own birth.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, he's so messed up.
Make Steven watch it.
And Steven's, like, the whole time, like, why are you so weird?
He doesn't eat. He just puts, like, a bunch of mashed potatoes in his mouth.
And it just falls out. Yeah. Man. It's a good episode, though, because there's, like, everything that was, like, going on during that week.
Yeah.
And, like, you get to see, like, how, like, other characters are handling it. Like, Amethyst.
Okay, I haven't watched.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Oh, it felt so weird when they get in that argument and it doesn't just go away at the end.
Yeah.
Like a cartoon would.
Yeah. Okay.
It lasts over, like, almost...
The
four
whole
or
arc.
Five, yeah, there's
yeah, the
a
whole
arc where Pearl and Garnet are mad at each other and they don't talk.
Garnet's mad and Pearl's trying to make it up to her.
Yeah.
And it makes the characters feel that much more real.
Yeah.
Because I think Steven even makes the comment, I think it's like in the first episode of that Steven bomb, where he's like, him and Amethyst are watching cartoons. He goes, why can't life be real like cartoons and everything is better at the end?
And then it goes... Cut straight to credits.
Yeah.
Online too. It was pretty,
oh, it's hard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, man. I think Steven Universe is literally my favorite cartoon, like, of all time.
It's definitely up there for me. I don't know what my favorite cartoon of all time is. That's too hard.
Oh, I know, right? There's so many. By the way, the regular show movie's coming.
Yeah. Out of nowhere. It's done.
Like, yeah. It's coming soon.
Wow.
Like, there's going to be, there's, like, a limited thing, and then there's another theater thing, and then it'll air on Cartoon Network.
Very cool.
I'd go to a theater to watch a regular show movie.
Yeah,
I know,
here.
Right?
I actually watched a couple episodes I hadn't seen yet, because I'm behind, like, a whole, probably, season and a half at this point.
Yeah, I've started going back and watching all that Hulu has on, and I started back at one and working my way through.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like the soap opera episodes about Mordecai and Margaret. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not quite there. I know the ones you're talking about because I've seen them before, but I'm not quite there yet in my current watch through.
Right.
Give me your crazy monsters and your kind of like Aqua Teen Hunger Force for kids thing you've got going on. Like, I want that.
Yeah,
the literal randomness.
Yeah.
I just watched an episode. It was really good. It was called Weekend at Benson's.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where they're basically spoofing Weekend at Bernie's.
Nice.
Is that the one with Mississippi Queen in it at the end when they they eat the really hot peppers and yeah. they trip out for yeah. a solid yeah. 2 minutes.
Yeah, the guy's like, I call this one the Mississippi Queen. He's like, why? And they drink it, and they're like, I don't even understand. And he goes, like, beginner's luck. And then, like, it just starts morphing into, like, a horrible, like, Homer ate, like, the blazing hot chili, like, hallucination.
Oh, the insanity pepper?
Yes.
Yeah, and it plays that song, Mississippi Queen, the whole time, and they have, like, the cab ride home, and it's tripping out.
Oh, and it's all like in first person, and then going back to the house at the park, and
oh wow,
it's a frightening drug trip on a children's.
It's really good though. It's really good though, and it definitely it opens up a little bit of Benson's kind of like his character development.
Cool.
He's not just the angry guy who yells about work.
Right on. Well, you gonna want to go ahead and take a break?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. We will be back in a few.
29 Brew Pub and To Die For Cupcakes is a supporter of local radio programs like Nerd Overload. 29 Brew Pub offers wood-fired pizzas and sandwiches, craft beers and local liquors, and To Die For's gourmet cupcakes. They also host a local bike night every Thursday. 29 Brew Pub and To Die For Cupcakes, 1692 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right in front of Office Depot, 740-751-4586, and also on Facebook.
Jump back on. I want to try to get at least to level 20 so I can unlock all the guns and
all
stuff.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Big paint bucket.
Yeah. Oh man, I get so destroyed by those paint buckets.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them.
The paint bucket and the paintbrush that people just go in and they just destroy. Yeah.
Anyway, we're back. Some Splatoon talk right out of the gate. That was Mississippi Queen by the band Mountain.
Yeah. I didn't realize we were back. All right, awesome. Okay, yeah, we have a little bit of news we want to get into. Looks like first on the docket, Haley Atwell.
TV's Peggy Carter.
Yeah, she said in an interview, kind of, well, not
it
really
an interview. It wasn't even an interview, it was so just much. Like, yeah, fan question.
She hinted heavily that she wants to be Doctor Who, and people are going nuts over it.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, I'm absolutely for this.
I still want a female doctor after they were talking about it before Peter Capaldi popped up. But
I think she'd make a fantastic doctor also.
I think she would too. I wouldn't want her in there right now. I want Capaldi to come to a natural conclusion on his run.
Yeah, there's way too many questions right now.
Yeah. But yeah, I think she would do a great job. And again, it wasn't even like an interview. Someone just said on Twitter, hey, do you want to be on Doctor Who? And she responded, I want to be Doctor Who. And
I mean, can you imagine her stomping out of the TARDIS with that super determined Peggy Carter look on her face?
Like, be pretty great.
It'd be awesome.
All my fanfics are coming real in my head. I really enjoyed Female Master.
Oh, the Mistress?
Yes.
Yeah.
Missy.
And she's supposed to be coming back next
season. I know. I'm so excited. She's like in the trailers and stuff. I'm like, yay, she's not dead. I already knew she's not.
And remember, I called it.
You did.
I did.
You did a long time ago.
I did. You watched that first episode down at the Grandview, and I called it there.
Yeah, there's audio evidence, I think. I think we recorded something where you said
yeah. But no, I think it would be great. She's a great actress, and I think
she's just
Doctor
fun.
Who needs a female doctor. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time for one.
It's been, you know, 50 plus years.
Yeah.
And they could do a lot of interesting parallels to older, you know, traditional, like, male doctor, female companion stories where the gender roles are flipped. It would actually be really easy to write because they could just lean heavily on, like, oh, look how crazy it is that the roles are reversed.
Yeah. I'd almost get tired of that, though.
Yeah, but again, it would be an easy filler if they needed, like, an episode where they didn't have anything. They can go, oh, okay, this.
I think it would give an interesting insight to, like, the Gallifreyan Time Lord, like, society. The fact that you could regenerate into either.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, now, would she be called a Time Lady? Or would she just be female Time Lord? What's the gender descriptor
you know
for that?
What? We've had female Time Lords before, but I really don't remember.
Time Lordess?
Time Lord with an E?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time Lord.
Oh, perfect.
Copyright.
OC character, do not steal.
It's Lord wearing a fez and a scarf.
In a blue box.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I think the general descriptor has just been Time Lord.
Okay.
And they are the Time Lords. And they think they would matter who with the gender of the person was.
Okay.
But like, yeah, if you can regenerate and change your gender, would gender even matter?
Exactly. That was the thing I was talking about, like with Time Lord society. Yeah. Like how does it play out?
That's true.
But yeah.
And let's get Moffat out of there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think he's like the one that's really kind of keeping it from happening more than anything, right?
He ran his course like a season ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He needs some fresh writing in there.
Well, did you see the thing where they're talking about they might be explaining how Peter Capaldi could also appear in the David Tennant episode, The Fires of Pompeii, or whatever, and Torchwood?
Yeah.
Like, I guess it was like a theory that, or something that Russell T. Davies put out himself, like, forever ago. And now, like, I guess him and Moffat still talk, and it's like, hey, you know that thing? You know, we're real close to doing it right, and Moffat's kind of like, maybe.
That's cool. I mean, why not?
Oh, yeah.
They bring new insight to those older episodes.
Oh, definitely. And I think it would be a nice bridger for between the Davies runs and the Moffat runs.
Yeah.
I miss the Davies episodes.
I do. I also miss David Tennant.
Yeah.
Because I really love him as the Doctor.
He's my favorite Doctor.
He is pretty awesome. Yeah. Of the New Who's, I think he's my favorite.
Yeah.
But also, I love Donna.
Cindy New Who?
You hear that?
Cindy Lou Doctor Who?
Female Doctor. She's also a Who in Whoville from Whoville. It works out.
Yeah.
When?
There it is. Okay.
September, Doctor Who. September is going to be so awesome.
I know.
Like, everything happens in September. You get a new Metal Gear. We get Mario Maker. Muppet Show's coming on.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's coming back.
My birthday.
My birthday?
Yeah!
Two birthdays.
Nerd Overload, birthday specials. Double X Gaiden.
There we go. And speaking of the Muppet Show, NBC is doing another Office-style show. I just read about this. There's not a whole lot of news yet, but it's called Powerless. I guess it's set in the DC universe at the DC's worst insurance company. So, like, they're going to use, like, B, C, and D tier, like, DC Comics characters on this show, and it's going to be, like, The Office with the, you know, the cameras and...
and the, like, the looking at the camera, making a dumb face.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's basically The Office, but it's interesting that they're using... It's set in the DC television universe, so...
It is in the DC television universe?
That's what I hear.
Huh.
Yeah.
What channel is that supposed to be on?
NBC.
Is that the ones who have Supergirl?
No.
That's
CBS has Supergirl.
Okay. That was the one that had Constantine, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So it'll last a season and be done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. Just like Fox.
They'll play three episodes out of order and then cancel it.
Pretty much.
But, oh, by the way, I guess at Chicago Wizard World this weekend, they're going to have at one of their panels, they're playing the first episode of Supergirl.
Oh, really? You mean that show that everyone who is slightly nefarious online has already seen?
Yes.
Which I still haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
I've been waiting to... I want to see it on TV. I want to see, like, the final product.
Yeah, I'm a little less scrupulous than that. I'm going to download it and watch it. I just haven't had time. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I just haven't.
This is true. Yeah. You did give me Flash and Constantine.
I did, early. Like, 2 months early.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And my wife got really mad at me for watching Constantine without her.
Well, you know what? It was different.
It was.
The pilot that I had and the pilot that ended up airing had a different ending.
That's what she gets for Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
That was before Kimmy Schmidt, though.
Oh. Well, then that's what you get.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Kimmy Schmidt is what you get for Constantine.
Now you're even.
Yeah.
Boom. No, we're not.
That's what happens.
No, we're not.
All right. Well, anyways, speaking of awesome ladies who may or may not be playing superheroes, Ronda Rousey. Like, MMA fighter, super strong punch lady.
Super punch lady.
Yeah, and like...
Turbo nerd.
Pokemon fan.
Surprising nerd has been putting up on her Instagram a bunch of pictures of her in Photoshopped art to look like the DC... the Marvel character, Captain Marvel, or Miss Marvel.
Either.
It's been both.
Yeah.
It's been the black costume with the Z and the other. And there's been a big online push to get her cast as... Captain Marvel in the Marvel Cinematic U, because they do have a Captain Marvel movie mm-hmm. on the docket here for about 3 years down the line, I think.
Yeah.
Two or three. It's after the first.
It's like 2017. Yeah,
it's part of Phase 3.
It takes place between Avengers Part 1 and Avengers Part 2.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think?
I think if she can carry a movie, if she's got the chops to carry a movie, then do it. But I don't know. I've never seen her in anything other than a 30-second clip of her punching a lady in the face till she fell down.
Yeah, that's the exact same way I feel. You know what? With these Marvel movies, I would prefer have them be able to act first.
And then be awesome.
And then, you know, like you said, if she can act, if she can really pull it off, perfect. Because she looks the part, and you know she'd be tough, and she wouldn't have to really get in shape for the role because she's already super in shape for the role.
She could do her own stunts.
Exactly. Yeah. I would just be kind of afraid of running into like a Gina Carano situation.
Yeah.
Where have you guys seen the movie Haywire?
No, I've wanted to.
Don't.
I've never.
Don't. They had to redub all of her lines because she is not a good actress.
Really?
Yeah. She could do the action like crazy, but the line delivery and the acting is not super, super great.
She's in Deadpool, too.
She is in Deadpool, and I have a feeling she's not going to have a whole lot of lines in Deadpool. Or you know what? It's been a couple years since Haywire. Maybe she's taken a couple acting lessons or whatever. But I would just be... I want these Marvel movies to be as good as they can, because they're dancing on a razor's edge. One bad Marvel movie will spoil the basket. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh,
because
yeah.
superhero movies are getting to the point where we're starting to reach the saturation point.
Oh, I think...
Well, I think we're well
I think
past
we may have, yeah.
the saturation point.
Yeah, and it's going to take one really bad one from...
To sour
Marvel,
the whole...
From Marvel Studios. I mean, we came close with Fantastic Four, but at least that was Fox. We can
yeah.
say that's not really Marvel.
Yeah.
But if Marvel puts out a bad... If Marvel proper puts out a bad movie, it's, you know, it's done.
I mean, we were kind of close with Iron Man 3.
We did get close with Iron Man 3, you're right.
I mean, it's definitely not one of my favorites.
No.
Actually, I think the more I think about it, I think I like Ant-Man more than Iron Man 3.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that.
I still need to see Ant-Man. I haven't seen
it. You need to. It's really fun.
You have failed this podcast.
I think you would really like it. I think you'd like it more than you did Avengers. Because it's a smaller, not to sound, you know, the punny or whatever, but it's a smaller kind of film.
And he laughed anyway.
Yeah. But, no, I think you'd really like it.
I mean, it had decent balance of, like, you know, some cool action sequences and a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Still kind of wonder what the final Edgar Wright project would have looked like.
Probably much better.
Well, I think we got parts of it. The comedy relief sidekick that constantly talked. I think that was...
Yeah, his Hispanic friend.
I think that was a bit of the Edgar Wright script coming through.
I definitely feel that, too.
I love Edgar Wright. He's the best.
Yeah.
I do enjoy him a lot. I'm kind of sad the Cornetto trilogy is done, but...
For now.
I still have never seen At World's End, which I've heard...
It's not the best one.
Yeah, I've heard varying things on it.
I mean, it's good. It's good, but it's not the best one. I think Hot Fuzz is still, like, my all-time favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite. Yeah,
I love Hot Fuzz. It's a great movie.
Yep.
So, in other news... Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Coming to our movie theaters.
Nailed it. Perfect. Like Zoink Scoob.
Oh,
okay.
I missed Casey Kasem.
That was Scooby-Doo Impression Theater.
Tip your waitress.
But no, there's going to be a Scooby-Doo movie. Another one. Is it animated?
Yeah, it's animated this time. Not live action like the two James Gunn written ones were.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like the first one. Second one's kind
of... Yeah, the first one was really good, and the second one seemed like it pandered to the kiddies a little more than the first one did.
I think so.
I mean, come on, that first one, you know, threw that hook for you with Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, that was genius.
Well, Scrappy-Doo is a villain, so...
Yeah. True, very true.
Yeah.
And then we got to see, you know, Buffy be Daphne.
Yeah, pretty much.
And Sugar Ray was there for reasons.
Well, he was really popular back in the day. That was his time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like, the second one wasn't bad, but it was
not as good.
Yeah.
Second one had Peter Boyle in it. You remember that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was one of the former masked monsters from that they had busted years and years before.
Yeah.
It's one of the.
I love Peter Boyle.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Oh, Young Frankenstein.
Great. Great movie.
Oh, God. This has popped in my head. I'm sorry. This is going to go off the rails, but I saw a trailer for a movie coming out called Victor Frankenstein.
Was that the one with Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes.
His hair.
I know, right?
It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, he looks like Snape. But, yeah, he looks like Snape. And it's got guy who played Professor X in First Class. And,
James McAvoy.
Yes. He's playing Victor Frankenstein.
So who is the monster?
It's a monster. They haven't really said who the monster is.
Okay.
But Daniel Radcliffe is Igor.
Really?
Yes.
So he's has the hunchback and everything?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. There's a lot of like really close sequences, and like you see him kind of limping around, like running from the monster and stuff.
Okay.
But they totally make a Young Frankenstein reference.
Oh, they do?
Yes. Victor's talking to some woman, and he goes, "Well, you know, Dr. Frankenstein," and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, "Well, actually, it's Frankenstein."
Oh, perfect.
I was like, what?
Oh, that's good. Now, is this part of the
I don't know.
Movie monster shared universe, like Dracula
Untold?
Untold?
I don't know, but I thought I, Frankenstein was part of that.
I don't think it was.
Because that movie was terrible.
If it was, it's probably not now.
Yeah, right. That's probably why they're doing another Frankenstein movie.
I don't know. But yeah, it just kind of popped in my head. I might go watch it because it's got, you know, two actors I really love in it.
I love Frankenstein. I watch a Frankenstein movie.
Sure, yeah, I'll see it.
I want a good Universal Monster movie. They needed, you
know. I know, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm behind the idea of a shared Universal Monster universe if they just make a good movie out of it.
I mean, like, you know, let's get another good mummy out there. And
The Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah,
that's coming.
I was at the store, and they have a bunch of Blu-rays of, like, old, like, Universals, like, in, like, special sets and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like, Creature, Bela Lugosi, like Dracula movies, Mummy, all kinds of stuff. Frankenstein.
Oh man, I have to check those out.
Oh yeah,
I bought Samantha a full set of the DVDs for her anniversary the Universal Monster movies.
Steph was always a big fan of the Hammer horror monster.
The
movies.
Hammer stuff was good.
Oh yeah. I've seen, you know, more crappy Dracula movies than I care to admit.
Oh man, have you ever seen the Hammer horror Shaw Brothers joint venture? The Seven Brothers meet Dracula?
No.
Or Legend of the Seven Golden Vampires?
No.
Yeah. Dracula possesses the body of a Japanese monk, and he raises a bunch of Japanese hopping vampires from the ground, and Peter Cushing as Van Helsing travels to Asia with seven kung fu fighting brothers to fight Kung Fu Dracula.
Called Seven Brothers.
I was gonna go there,
but no, it's actually really good. Huh. It's a really good one.
But sorry, yeah, that was that was my little rant.
Speaking
there.
Of shared universes, that's part of the Scooby-Doo thing. Is they're talking if it does well, which why wouldn't it? It's a Scooby-Doo movie,
right?
They're talking about doing a Hanna-Barbera shared universe.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, if it means that I get to see a Jabberjaw movie, then absolutely.
Yeah.
Space Ghost. I am pulling for Space Ghost all the way.
Gets me one step closer to that Wacky Racers Cannonball Run type movie.
That would be fantastic.
Watch it be like Death Race.
Yeah. There we go. With the Ant Hill Mob and Penelope Pitstop. Oh, Dastardly and Muttley.
Oh, man.
Captain Caveman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Why not?
Do another Josie and the Pussycats movie.
Yeah.
No, don't.
No, the first one's fantastic. It's a great movie.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, don't ruin the first one?
Like with Jem. Don't do it.
Yeah, true.
I love that first movie. Oh, that first Josie movie is good.
It's exciting. But yeah, I'd like to see some Hanna-Barbera love come. I mean, they were like real big back when we were like younger. Like with like rebooted cartoons and stuff like that with like Johnny Quest.
They're doing a Johnny Quest. Robert Rodriguez is it? Yeah.
It is. Right.
That'll be weird.
If anybody could do a Johnny Quest movie, I think he's a good choice for it.
Yeah, the Spy Kids movies were always good.
Yeah.
I never sat down and watched them.
Yeah, they're good. The first one's really good.
Yeah.
I worked in the theater when they came out, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That and Shark Boy and Lava Girl and all that crap.
Don't watch that.
Yeah, that one's not worth your time.
But it was weird when I worked at the theater, and that movie came out, and it was like in 3D, and they gave everyone like the red, blue 3D glasses, and I'm just walking through, looking at the screen like...
Yeah, nah, not great.
But yeah, speaking of really big news, try to eat it, you know, because this will be a lot. D23 happened. Disney's every biannual. Is that the right term? It's every 2 years.
Yeah, biannual.
Yeah, biannual.
They're bi convention.
Yes. They're huge. Basically, the Comic Con for Disney.
Why is it called D23?
I really don't know, honestly.
Who knows?
But so much news came out.
Some kind of Illuminati Disney secret.
I guess,
No one knows.
That's it.
It was set up by Walt a long time ago.
Yeah.
He had a plan. Or he still has a plan. Who knows?
23 is the number of cloned Walt Disney brains that are stored underneath the Matterhorn.
That's it.
So D23 has happened. And they announced a crap ton of like Disney movie, Pixar movie, and Star Wars news.
Right.
Huge amounts.
They went ham on Star Wars.
Oh, yes, they did. Oh, my God. We get the Rogue One anthology movies coming with a cast.
Right.
And Alan Tudyk is going to be in it. I'm super excited about that.
I was just going to say Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Alan Tudyk from Firefly is going to be in it. I'm super excited about that.
You mean King Candy?
Yeah.
Want to say that into the mic, Cody?
You mean King Candy?
Let's see here. God, so much Star Wars stuff. They showed a new trailer for Disney Infinity 3.0 with all the Star Wars stuff. Dang it! I don't want to have to buy those stupid figures again. I was excited about the last one, and I didn't have a lot of fun playing it.
I don't like the design on them all that much. I like Leia and Han, and that's about it.
I like them. I'll probably just buy the original trilogy ones just to have on my shelf.
Yeah. I don't like the plastic toy look that they have, which, I mean, that's what they are. They're plastic toys, but...
Right.
I don't know. I think the sculpts are artistically interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they're not bad. They're just not what I would personally like.
It's nice that all the sculpts have a shared common kind of design style to them.
Yeah, uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely nice, and they're not as ugly as Skylanders.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, Skylanders are hideous.
Speaking of Disney Infinity, I heard that for the 3.0, the Keyblade from
Kingdom Hearts
is in it. To unlock it, you have to get every Disney Infinity character.
I don't know about that one, but I heard there's definitely going to be some cross-play or cross-connectivity between Disney Infinity and Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, if you get all of the 3.0 figs in the line,
3.0s, okay.
It will unlock the Keyblade item for your character to use.
I got super excited because I was watching the trailer and I saw Darkwing Duck's motorcycle. And I thought we were getting a Darkwing Duck, but I looked closer and it's Donald Duck riding Darkwing's motorcycle. And I was like, oh, come on!
Well, that means we're going to get a Darkwing Duck eventually.
There was a vote to... They had people vote on what character they wanted, and Darkwing Duck was one of the choices.
But he didn't win. He wasn't winning, I don't believe.
I voted for him.
I voted for Mabel Pines.
That's who was in the lead.
But yeah.
I want a Mabel Pines.
That would be cool.
I'm kind of excited. I want them to bring more from their Disney, like, One Saturday Morning.
Yeah.
Like, give me gargoyles, you know.
Marsupilami.
Marsupilami.
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
There we go.
Buddy Cop special bonkers.
He's totally nuts. I hated that show.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
I watched it.
It was like Roger Rabbit if Roger Rabbit sucked.
It was supposed to be Roger Rabbit, and they couldn't get the rights. Because it was a shared company thing.
Yeah, yeah. God, there's so many IPs tied into Roger Rabbit. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But anyway, Pixar announced a bunch of their movies.
Right.
Cars 3.
Meh.
Meh. Yeah. Finding Dory.
Yeah. Okay.
The tagline on the poster made me a little sad. She kept swimming. I was like, aw. Incredibles 2.
I don't like
Incredibles 2. Yeah. I want it so bad. I want it right now.
I've wanted it for like 100 years.
Yeah. We should be on Incredibles 4 by now.
I know, right? Well, it would be sucking by now.
Well, yeah. But we would have two really good ones and one pretty okay one at this point.
Toy Story 4.
Why? I love Toy Story. Don't get me wrong. I love Toy Story. I love, you know, Tom Hanks does a great job as Woody. I like Tim Allen. You know, the universe is good. The plot is still good. It's fresh. But my question is, why? They wrapped it up in 3. They wrapped up the story in 3. What do we need another one for?
According to what I read, it's about Woody trying to find his true love, Bo Peep.
Okay, yeah, she wasn't in the third movie.
Nope.
But I figured it was she was sold in like a garage sale or something and was just gone.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. Well, that'd be terrible to be a toy and, like, build these connections and then they're just gone.
Yeah, it would be terrible, but you know what?
That's probably what the movie is about, honestly.
Yeah, probably.
But why? Why do we need this?
The only way it would work really well is I would think if they just ditched everybody and started from scratch again.
Yeah, I'd watch that movie. Like a new universe Toy Story?
Toy Story, the next generation.
Yeah, right.
the new release. Something like that. I don't know.
Something.
Let's see here. The Good Dinosaur, which is one I'm kind of excited about.
It looks okay.
Yeah.
It looks like it might be like I Might Cry.
Well,
it might be, it's a Pixar movie,
yeah,
so
it might
yeah.
be an Up. Yeah. An Up that brings me down.
Inside Out had its moments, too.
I still haven't seen it. I really need to. Oh, Baymax, that universe is going to be in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Yeah,
and it's a continuation of the movie.
Yep, so I'm excited there.
Yep.
Oh, live action Pete's Dragon.
Why?
Which, the original was like half live action.
Yeah.
It was like a Mary Poppins-esque kind of thing going on.
It kind of was. Why do we need that? But,
because
hey, that's fine.
We've reached the point now where Disney is not making so many animated movies as they are. They're making remakes of their animated movies with live-action people.
Yeah, they announced a bunch of those, too. I think there's, like, Beauty and the Beast, which we already knew about. There's the Mulan one.
Which we already kind of knew about.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of them. There's the buttload.
Yeah. I mean, there's the Genie live-action movie. It's, like, the prequel to Aladdin.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
That's not a good idea.
No, but they're doing it. They're doing it. I didn't say Disney made all their best decisions. I mean, they've made a lot of good ones, but...
Why, after Robin Williams passes away, would you make a live-action Genie movie?
Just shunt all these bad ideas into Once Upon a Time and be done with
it. Yeah, where they belong. Which, there was a picture of Merida from Brave.
Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, and Once Upon a Time. She looks the same because they don't even interpret the characters anymore. They just flat out stick them in the show.
Yeah. Well, it worked for Frozen.
Shoehorn in there. In fact, there's going to be a Frozen 2. Don't get me wrong. I really like Frozen, but I don't feel it needed a 2.
There was no way they weren't going to make a second.
That's a money-making juggernaut.
Oh, I know.
There's going to be a Frozen 7.
Probably.
Straight to DVD.
Yeah.
There's the Tangled TV series coming up.
I hope that's good.
Yeah, they're getting all the same voice actors back from the movie. And
there wasn't anybody that big in Tangled, which is probably why.
Mandy Moore was probably the biggest name.
Yeah, and who really
Zachary Levi.
Yeah. Which their sons kind of said a while ago on their, like, mass popularity.
Well, I mean, Zachary Levi has been he's a TV actor. He's not a movie actor.
Yeah.
I mean, Chuck.
Yeah.
Was really, Chuck. He's TV's Chuck. How many times can I say Chuck?
Tangled was way better than Frozen.
I like Tangled a lot.
Yeah, I did too.
Tangled is a great movie.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I also really like Frozen, but I really, really like Tangled.
Yeah.
There's too many plot holes in Frozen.
Kinda, yeah. But come on, there's plot holes in every Disney film.
Yeah.
Oh, before we go, a Lion King animated series called The Lion's Guard is coming out.
Not just a movie; it's going to be a show as well.
I said series.
Oh, you said series?
Yeah.
I thought you said TV movie.
It's got like a 2-hour starting episode.
Okay, that's
kind of like Rebels and stuff like that. But yeah, it's about Simba and Nala's second child.
Okay.
Keon, and him joining the Lion Guard.
Sounds like something a kung fu master would say when they hit someone. Kion!
Yeah, kind of, maybe. But it probably has some kind of reference
I'm sure
in Swahili.
The clip I watched had Disney Junior, like, boilerplates at the beginning. And I'm like, is this for babies?
I don't know.
Because it just looks like The Lion King. It looks exactly like the same animation and look at The Lion King. But is it like Jake and the Neverland Pirates, but with lions for...
I don't know.
Dueling toddlers?
James Earl Jones is back as Mufasa's voice.
Good. Give him some work. He needs
something. He's been doing Darth Vader in Rebels.
That's right. He has, hasn't he?
So, you know, he's back. He's back under the House of Mouse.
Yep.
But, I mean, just check it out. There's way, way too much news from D23 to really talk about. I mean, it blew up like crazy.
Yeah. And somehow I managed to miss all of it. I was completely out of the loop for those couple of days, and it was
You've been working.
Yeah.
I read a bunch of it, but for some reason it didn't stick into my head as something we'd talk about on the show, even though it totally is.
Yeah.
It just didn't cross my mind that we would talk about it.
Like, that's one of the biggest things of me, is, like, I've always been a huge Disney fan.
Yeah, I like Disney.
I mean, it was, you know, when Disney Channel finally went to a regular cable channel, it blew my freaking mind. Because I can never watch all these things that I could never watch before.
Right.
And the fact that when I was a kid, I had every single Disney film that was ever coming out.
I had most of them.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I still have a box somewhere full of those VHSs with those big plastic cases.
Oh, same here. Oh, yeah. My folks in their basement, I'm sure I have a whole bunch of those. Except for Oliver and Company. Never cared for Oliver and Company.
You know, I don't think I have that one either. But I've got, like, everything else.
It's not a very good one.
I just watched Aristocats and 101 Dalmatians over and over again.
Nice. I was way into The Little Mermaid, you guys.
It was a good one. Little Mermaid's good.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Lion King and Aladdin were my two biggest, I think.
I watched a lot of Aladdin. Yeah.
And the Aladdin cartoon.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Episode where it crossed over with Hercules, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. Because the art styles didn't jive.
No.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird when you go back and think about some of those weirder Disney movies that have completely different art style than the others. Like Atlantis and Tarzan.
Yeah. Although Tarzan was pretty close.
Ish.
Well, they were testing CGI.
Yeah.
For a lot of that. That one looked
weird. His tree surfing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going
to
wrap it up.
Yeah, I was going to, too. I was going to say we're rambling, so we should probably go ahead and wrap it up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you for listening. You can find us each and every day, for the most part, over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdoverload website.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com or tweet at us @nerd_overload.
Yep, do all that stuff. Thank you for listening, and we will be back next week.
This show was sponsored in part by 29 Brew Pub and Wood-Fired Pizza and To Die For Cupcakes.